Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome back to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. We are dealing this week with all of the news from the Under London discovery on today, Tuesday, the 11th of February, 2020. Today it is National Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day and National White Shirt Day, so if you're celebrating both of those properly, they'll interact perfectly with one another. Of course, the 11th of February is a notable date this year because we are in the midst of one of the biggest news stories of the decade so far, which is the discovery of the Pictish outpost that has existed under London for centuries and has just made contact. Our guest this week to deal with this mind-blowing news is Laura Davis, kelp farmer, hermit, and news pundit. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, hello.
I mean, who would have thought when we saw you just last week that this news would have broken in the meantime?
Yes, I don't know much about these hermits, but as a hermit, I am terrified of them.
You know you're a dangerous hermit?
Yes, I know what hermits are capable of.
I mean, coming up today, we'll be looking at the newest revelations that the Pict state under London has been engaging in illegal trade with the upper world even before its status as a member of the United Kingdom has been confirmed, with police uncovering a massive black market in Woad and iron squarehead axes being exchanged for iPhones, mining lamps and black market Kardashian thumb drives. But first, some headlines. In the news today, author Neil Gaiman has come out to confess that his Neverwhere novels, set in a world in which an underground London exists alongside reality, were actually just factual documentaries, and his reputation for imaginative world-building has been a lie from the time he, in his mid-20s, accidentally discovered a set of glasses that allowed him to see through lies. The Welsh Assembly has come forward offering translators for the process of integrating the Picts under London into post-Brexit Britain. The mysterious painted warriors who resisted the might of the Roman Emperor were originally from Scotland's wild highlands, but as evidence has suggested, Picts spoke a version of Welsh and London-based politicians only really speak Latin and slogan. It's looking like Wales might have a pivotal role in the Britain of the future, and some are suggesting that the new Pict nation might be what it takes for Scotland to reconsider its second referendum on independence. A competition has already emerged for new post-Brexit, post-Pict Union Jack flag, with submissions from think tanks, schools and freelance artists being submitted. If you have a suggestion for the new Picto-British flag, please send it to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And that is your headlines for today. Now it's time for your ads, because capitalism relies on advertising to perpetuate the retention of power in the hands of an elite economic minority. But that elite economic minority could be you. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. That is spelled with no G's at the end of something. Are you fed up of rats scaring away all your dinner guests? turn everyone's screams to squeals of joy with a customised squirrel suit for rats. All suits are made from ethically harvested squirrels and are tailored to your rat's individual measurements, so we guarantee a perfect fit every time. Available in red, grey or black. We also make rat suits for squirrels. Please visit our website rodentboutique.co.uk to find out how to measure your rat and download our free tape measure. One tape measure per household. If you suffer from a receding hairline, unmanageable locks or creeping greys, download Hairbur, the sharing economy app for hair transplants. Discreet, affordable and truly disgusting, our HairShare app will brush away all your problems. Swap hair with a range of human and non-human donors, from dapper silver foxes to actual silver foxes. Return the hair to our central hair bank with a simple delivery service and pay half price for twice the hair if you sign up for a monthly subscription. Transplants may be directed, terms and conditions apply. Hairbur, the newest way to look. Thinking about naming a baby? Consider Carol. Whatever other name you were thinking is probably a bad idea. We knew someone with that name in school and they were awful. Carols are disproportionately more likely to be kind, generous and not known for committing genocide, which means either they don't do it or they're really good at it. Either way, you want to be their friend. Girl, boy, pet, it's never a bad time to name something Carol. Brought to you by the Society for the Preservation of Carol.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that is your ads for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for the big news story. Laura, you are our picked expert. What do you think about this new news that there is an underground black market going on with the picts?
I think it's too hard to put me as a picked expert. Okay. I don't want to be depicted as a picked expert.
Laura, you were brought in originally to deal with the fact that there are hundreds of new moth species exploding in Britain after they found a new moth detector that managed to overcome the incredibly good camouflage that moths have been developing over the past 100 years. But in the meantime, since we arranged with your agent to bring you on, this news has broken about the black market picts.
It is incredibly alarming that these people have been here. They're beginning to trade. I think they're going to have a good time in post-Brexit Britain with the bartering for food, the plagues that will, you know, inevitably follow the decline of the NHS, things like that. I think it's not going to be as difficult a transition as they would have expected.
No, it's amazing how much they have brought the up until now very divided Britain back together because, of course, the Brexiteers are presenting the Picts as the first Brexiteers. They were the first people to ever divide themselves away from the main community of the British Isles and go into hiding, which is, I think, what many Brexiteers want for the United Kingdom. But also people who are on the left wing are celebrating this new minority that has been hiding amongst us all these years.
Yes. Nothing, you know, unites people more than a common enemy that was once themselves.
It's healing divides. I mean, Harry and Meghan have briefly laid down arms against the royal family in order to form part of the diplomatic embassy to the Picts. So what other divides do you think can be healed by this new market?
I think tourism is really going to be the small part of the wedge, so to speak. I think it would be really good to have maybe some sort of meditation, you know, digital detox retreats.
Oh, yes. If you go underground, A, you can't get reception, and B, they've never heard of an iPhone.
Yes, sort of like forgetting your headphones on the tube.
Yeah, I feel like we've got a good maybe month and a half before they fully integrate into modern society, where we can take advantage of their, I don't want to say uncivilized, but certainly primordial use of tools and lack of access to the World Wide Web.
Yes. I think we're going to have to learn quite a few new runes, sort of a very old meme. Really is a rune. I mean, it's no more difficult to explain what a rune is than it is to explain what a meme is.
Yes, even before we've figured out fully how we're going to integrate them into our political system, Tate Britain has already announced an exhibition of Pictish art, which I'm looking forward to going along and seeing. Although I'm not sure how Picts will deal with $14 sandwiches at the museum cafe.
No, they're very good at making it like large piles of mud. it's a whole industry.
I mean, large piles of mud is something that you can sell to overprivileged housewives for outrageous prices.
And you haven't seen one in a while, a large man-made pile of mud.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. They might be coming into the economy on the front foot.
You very rarely get them in the city. It's occasionally a small pile of mud, but very, very rarely large ones.
It's also providing a great source for white boys with dreadlocks to justify their use of white man dreadlocks as coming from originally from the Picts rather than being culturally appropriative of Afro-Caribbean hairstyles.
Yeah, of course.
So I see that there's going to be a big market in Pictish hairdressing.
Yes, beautiful.
For beautiful people who want to justify their use of hitherto problematic hairstyles can just go...
That would be lovely.
Go down there. And of course, this week, all the latest news is these underground people who've been lurking under London for goodness knows how long. We're going to cut across to our reporter on the scene, John Hastings, who is standing by to let us know all the latest developments. John Hastings, it is Tuesday of this week. What is happening down there?
Alice, it's very exciting. I am in one of four different pret-a-mangers that have already opened here underneath glittering London town in the newly discovered Pick Society. Four Argoses are being developed and a Uniqlo has already opened and closed and been replaced by an H&M.
And this is despite government's attempt to quarantine the Pick people and the left wing's attempt to quarantine them from our corrosive British culture.
The government is down here. They are quarantining people. Jeremy Corbyn has already claimed that he has been elected leader, even though no one is really sure if he is down here because no one can actually see Jeremy Corbyn in darkness because he is so still he actually becomes wind if not photographed.
I hear there is a thriving black market happening down there where people are exchanging artisanal bread for square-headed axes and native crafts. People are sort of worried about what kind of impact this is going to have on the culture. How is the right wing responding here?
Good goodness, Alice. All your favorite right-wing figures are down here. Nigel Farage has already claimed that he has heritage with the Picked people because, as we all know, his family can actually trace their lineage back to a fishmonger who bred with fish to create people so devoid of morals they actually eat plankton. No word, of course, what plankton has to do with morals, but hey, it's a UKIP-related politician. The less discussed, the better. As well, Boris Johnson has already sent ex-girlfriend number 4 and 7 down here, who have claimed the Picked people as Tory pre-voters, meaning any election held involving Britain moving forward, all of these people's existence would count as votes for the Conservative Party. We're not sure how this affects the quarantine. That said, all of the press representatives for the various political parties have used big words like exacerbate, leaving us, the media, truly in the dark.
And of course, despite attempts not to pollute this hitherto native culture, a number of Picts have already got Instagram accounts and are documenting their everyday life underground and their native romantic historical crafts. Of course, as it's all underground, they don't know how to use phone cameras and they're used to operating in very low light. Most of these Instagram accounts are mainly dim and blurry pictures of darkness. Nonetheless, one Pict, known as Ewan, has more than 10 million followers on Instagram already and is making a lot of money from brand endorsements and influencer deals.
Alice, you couldn't be more correct. Ewan has already been picked up for an exhibit at the Tate Modern Gallery, and Dove Charney, formerly of American Apparel, now of Los Angeles Apparel, has already styled a variety of hoodies based on some of his drawings. They all just look like black hoodies, but they cost £700 each. I've purchased two of them and resold them on the black market for a whopping deficit of £1,700.
Thank you so much for that. You will be staying on the scene every day of this week, John Hastings. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Keep your eyes peeled for any news coming out of that darkness. And now it is time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice, on the strength of previous adverts on your podcast, I ordered half a glass of water online. However, the company have accidentally sent me a full glass of water and are refusing to correct their mistake. Please help me in rectifying this error, as I naturally hold you fully responsible. If I do drink a full glass of water, what will the side effects be? I am not experienced in medical matters such as this, Alex B. So, Alex, I'm afraid you can just drink half a glass of water at a time. So I don't think you have a legal grounding here.
They just sent you two.
Yeah, they just sent you twice as much as you wanted for. You shouldn't be sending them. I mean, they might ask you for extra money at this point, but you just got more than you bargained for. The other thing you can do with a glass of water is drink it as quickly or as slowly as you like. So one sip at a time, as they say down at the waterworks. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. You can tune in again tomorrow for the newest in all of the breaking PICT news. And if you have not done so before, listen back to our previous episodes. Your guest today was Laura Davis. Anything to plug, Laura?
I would like to plug my plug.
You'd like to plug your
plug? Yes, it's broken. It used to fit in the bath. It's one of those ones that sort of cranks in with a lever on the side of the bath. But somebody has stood on it, doesn't work, so I've taken it out so the water can continue to drain. But now I've got a plug that I don't need. So if anybody needs a plug,
they can find you at Laura Davis Comic on Twitter.
Yes.
That's the place to find Laura online. The Last Post is a Something Else and Bugle Podcasts production. I'm Alice Fraser. The executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner. Talk to you tomorrow.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.